WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 1 week ahead of schedule, the west side of Kyle Field came thundering down.
It was over in 15 seconds.
3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
Shortly after Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp finished the countdown came the explosions from 735 pounds of dynamite set off by more than 1,300 blasting caps. It took 10 minutes for the dust to clear for those of us on the West Campus garage to see across Wilburn Road at the remains. It wasn't much longer that the removal process began, taking out more than 80,000 tons during the next 30 days. Construction of the new west side will be finished by the home opener next September. What was already the most expensive collegiate sports redevelopment project grew by another $35 million to $485 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
6 hours before Kyle Field imploded, a Texas A&M policeman noticed a black pickup drive slowly by a construction yard on Agronomy Road. That led to a pursuit that ended with the truck stopping on a sidewalk along George Bush across from the golf course. 32-year-old Justin Lee of Milano is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for his third DWI. Authorities continue to look for one of two men suspected of pistol whipping and taking an undisclosed amount of money from a man Friday evening. College Station police report the victim received hospital treatment for his head injuries following the armed robbery on Navarro near Welsh. One who was caught on Saturday was identified as 19-year-old Cody Edwards of Bryan. While the College Station City Council postponed until next month consideration of the first changes in its regulations on oil and gas regulations in more than 20 years, the subject did come up at its last meeting. During public comments, Rich Woodward of College Station Citizens for Safe Fracking asked the council to enact protections that go beyond the city staff's latest proposal.
Drilling within the city has the potential to impose long-term costs on us in large numbers of ways, contaminating our air, our water, threatening our health, and as a result of this, reducing property values throughout the city.
And the council meeting was the setting for an award given to an energy company fracking in College Station. The Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District presented Apache Corporation its Industrial Conservationist of the Year Award for buying treated wastewater from College Station in its fracking operations. The Mays Business School at Texas A&M has been studying holiday shopping. The director of the Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says customers are armed to the hilt
with their smartphones to access information 24/7. This means that they're shopping now multiple channels. They're gathering information from product reviews, peer recommendations.
Hollinger says shoppers are in search of great deals and are finding additional discounts at both brick-and-mortar stores and online. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's 6:11.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't even loaded the weather. Well, okay. Let's see here.
Must be Monday. Must be on us, huh? Actually, there's a little bit of fog out there. I can tell you that much this morning. I'm just going to read you the weather. We'll get Rob's weather forecast later because I'm sure it'll be just about the same. Not Christmassy today. 70 is going to be the high. And again, we got a little bit of drizzle out there. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. And then Tonight we're looking at a low of about 50, and the winds are going to be northwest and then come around to the northeast about midnight. So tomorrow when you wake up, it'll be a little bit different. Our low tonight is 50. The high tomorrow is going to be 51, so more what we'd expect. We do get a little sunshine today. I think that's the thing. We hadn't gotten any sun for a while.
Oh, man, it's so depressing.
Yeah, the temps haven't been all that horrible, but it's just a matter of the fact that we, you know, want to have that kind of sunshiny thing. So anyhow, then a low tomorrow night will be 37. And then on Wednesday, look for a high temperature of 53 and a low temperature of 35. And then on Christmas Day, your typical Texas Christmas, 65 degrees with sunshine. But that's good. See, that way you can go outside and the kids can play with the toys that they've got that are designed for being outside. And, you know, it'll be all right. The other thing is that we'll be giving away Jerry Seinfeld tickets.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, so all you can register right now, as a matter of fact, if you want to. 695-1620, 695-1620. I need your name and your phone number. You're registering again for tickets, and then we'll give the tickets away, I think, tomorrow.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That way someone doesn't have to go Christmas shopping.
That's right. We could do that. That way you know that it'll be in somebody's Christmas
stocking. Plan this all along, honey.
That's right. So one per household. It's a pair of tickets for Jerry Seinfeld's performance here. 695-1620 if you want to do that. Load them up, and we'll do it after we sing and play a commercial. Something like that.
Sounds like a plan. It's always good to have a plan to start the week.
Yes, I think so.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Uh-huh.
Possibly we're the aliens this week. I don't know.
I think so. Just,
we walked in and things were not as you would expect for a radio station.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I don't think we even had a game over the weekend.
No, we did.
Or basketball, maybe?
Yes, we did. That's
okay.
Yeah, we did that. That's
still aliens.
That's probably where it came from. Taking over the radio station. All right. We'll see what happens.
I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. So many people without a church home don't know how to start or restart their spiritual life. If you're ready to make a new beginning, the days leading up to Christmas are a great time to begin or begin again. Consider this your invitation to experience grace in Northgate by joining us at A&M United Methodist Church on Christmas Eve at 5, 7, and 11 p.m. and again on Sunday mornings at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 a.m. to celebrate the new beginnings that come with the birth of Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas to you. It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So it's the 22nd. Yes, you'll have to wait through birthdays, and then we will take the registrations. It's day 356, meaning we got 9 to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. It's Haiku Poetry Day.
Oh, I like haikus.
If you want to work on that this morning.
Yeah.
It's National Date Nut Bread Day. Okay. Birthdays, Diane Sawyer is 69 years old. Jordan Sparks, 25. He won American Idol 1 year. I don't know when. Megan Trainor. You know what? At the beginning of the year, you didn't know who she was.
Exactly.
All about that bass person. 21. Already had a, man.
It's pretty impressive.
Had a big number one birthday, you know. How many, like 5 weeks number one on the chart. And it's, Ralph Fiennes, who doesn't know how to pronounce his own name or spell it, 52. Chris Carmack from the OC is 34. Hector Elizondo is 78. Heather Donahoe, I don't know who she is. Says here she's an actress. I'll take her word for it. 40, Laura Lee Bell, you know her from Young and Restless, 46 today. Mia Tyler, who's a model, is 36. Steve Garvey, baseball dude, 66. Steve Carlton, another baseball dude, 70. Jan Stevenson, pro golfer, 63. And Ted Cruz, the junior senator of the state of Texas, is 44. Take some calls here for...
Well, you got to wait.
Yeah. Take some calls... Hello. All right. We'll go there. Hi there. Wow.
They didn't want to wait.
You have to come back. That's right. You really do. 695-1620 for Seinfeld tickets. I mean, if you don't want to register, it's okay. But if you'd like to, would you like to register for Seinfeld tickets?
Sure would.
Who are you?
Bill Raspberry.
All right, Bill. What's your phone number?
979-255-2877.
Got it. Thank you, Bill. Hi there. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Good morning.
And who are you?
I'm David Kolinar.
All right, David, what's your phone number?
It's 239-919-4261.
All right, thank you. Hi there, who's this?
Yeah, I'm trying to register for the Seinfeld ticket.
Super, I need your name and phone number.
Bobby Cross.
All right, Bobby, what's your phone number?
979-777-1730.
All right. It's a pair of tickets to Jerry Seinfeld coming to College Station. Who's this?
James Gray.
All right, James, what's your phone number?
979-739-0532.
Got it. Thanks. Hi there. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
Cody.
All right, Cody.
Cody Allen.
All right, Cody, what's your phone number?
979-219-3967.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Early morning, because, you know, we need to give everybody a chance, right?
I think so.
After all, it's Seinfeld. All right, here we go. It's 617.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the president's executive actions on immigration are unconstitutional. This now, according to the U.S. District Court for Western District of Pennsylvania. Now, in the case of the United States versus Leonardo Juarez Escobar, President Obama's unilateral legislative action violates the separation of powers provided for in the Constitution, as well as the Take Care Clause, and therefore is unconstitutional. Now, 23 states have also joined Texas in a federal lawsuit suing the administration for violating constitutional limits on presidential power. Now, the president has issued more executive actions known as presidential memorandums than any other president in history. Now, if Congress fails to challenge the president, or the states and the courts, well, they're left to do their job. Republicans in the House and Senate need to wake up.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I've been telling you about a new game that my family, we've been playing for a couple of years. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, my wife and I and our kids, we love it. We discovered this game. It's like no other game you have ever played. All right, here's the great thing. You start playing. Everyone sort of begins to gather around the table. They turn off the Xbox. And guess what? You're creating family memories because the room is filled with cheering and laughter and fun. And the best part is everybody in the family, all ages, has a chance to win. My kids love that part. And now I'm seeing it all over the place these days. It's become a huge hit. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. So if you have kids or know anybody with kids, or maybe you just enjoy spending time with friends, well, give them this game for Christmas. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock in that name, Wits and Wagers. It's the most clever game you will ever play. Fast-paced, fun. Just go get it. It's at Target, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble. The Wits and Wagers Party Game. So popular, guess what? You can find it anywhere. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time.
This is like a funky version of this thing, isn't it? Like he sings every once in a while. Maybe it's like a semi-karaoke version and a drug up there. A little holly jolly Christmas. Of course, this week we play traditional music after I played, you know, chipmunks roasting on an open fire and all that stuff. This week we do the real deal. Do you have a favorite song and artist?
No. I'm more along the lines of traditional.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I gotcha. And, well, I guess I found one that we'll play later on this week that I, about 3 years ago, When My Heart Finds Christmas, Harry Connick.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote it, too. And, I mean, it's not like it's a new album. It's sold like 5 million copies and all that, but kind of a more contemporary album. And I think All I Want for Christmas Is You is the number one contemporary song now. But and then also I've always liked Holly and the Ivy, which, you know, is a... Not really a single
sing a long time. It doesn't really trip off the tongue as easily as some do, but nonetheless. But anyhow, we'll be playing traditional stuff for the next 4 days. See, with it late in the week, you know, with it late in the week, when do you start feeling like Christmas is really here? That and 70 degrees, probably.
Yeah.
You know. But this week, you know, the panic sets in. People be out there. They'll be bug-eyed as they walk in the stores, just looking for almost anything that they can find. And, of course, without that, then you've got gift cards, too, to make you feel good. All right, 622.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. With swimming pools, summer camp, and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in shape at a price you can afford. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
It looks like more advances for stocks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest Wall Street's rally will resume when the opening bell rings. Investors were encouraged by the Fed's indication there will be no rush to hike interest rates, and it's expected other major central banks will maintain easy money policies. BlackBerry posted an adjusted profit of a penny a share for the latest quarter. That was better than expected. Online bargain hunters have had to be on their toes this holiday season. New tools let merchants monitor competitors' prices in real time and make almost instant adjustments. Shoppers trying to buy at the lowest possible price have been facing moving targets. The cost of some items can change several times a day. When it comes to holiday lighting, Midwesterners tend to be do-it-yourselfers. People on the West Coast are more likely to hire professionals to put up their home displays. Home Advisor says residents of Los Angeles, Dallas, and Chicago are the most likely to call companies to hang their lights. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. Gohernext.com.
Are you turned off by on?
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. If you're anything like me, you've been beating your brains in trying to find the perfect present for your little one. The absolute thing that is going to make them flip out. The present. You know what I mean? And then you'll spend hours putting it together till the wee hours of the morning, Christmas morning, so it's fresh under the tree when they get up. Well, if you've got teenagers, it's probably a little different, but you're still trying to find the perfect present, right? But I'm also guessing you're also counting the days till they grow up and start appreciating how you've devoted your entire life to them. The bad news is it ain't going to happen, at least not anytime soon. According to a new survey, your kids won't appreciate you until they turn 27, which I think in my case was probably pretty much right. That's when people finally realize just how much their parents sacrificed for them and how much they still rely on their parents. And just how grateful and horrible they were to their parents when they were kids, too. The survey also found that kids start seeing their parents as vulnerable at the age of 14 and finally start to get to know their parents on their own terms at around 28. So all this Christmas preparation may be for naught, except for that really great hug when they get just the right present, because that's what makes it all worthwhile. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. You're running out of time if you're doing Christmas shopping. Make your way to Gun Corps at the brand new location in College Station on Texas Avenue, right across the street from the Kettle, in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Guns, ammunition, knives, tactical gear, all there and all with the Gun Corps guarantee. Everything they sell, except for ammo, is covered by Gun Corps. There's a problem, they will resolve the problem for you. To see more on the guarantee and to get their phone number or whatever, they're online at gun-corps.com, and that's C-O-R-P-S. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thanks for listening.
Do you like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado Crew Cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on the new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at TomLight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, Chevrolet, find new roads.
Good morning, 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 30 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Got a chance of some drizzle out there this morning before 9 o'clock. There is a little bit of fog that at least this morning had not descended to the ground the way that I come to work, but it may the way that you have to be out and around, especially so in fog-prone areas. Look out for that. Winds will be gusting up today, up to about 20 miles an hour. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 50. Northwesterly winds at about 5, and they'll become northeasterly after midnight. So tomorrow, when you wake up, the high temperature will pretty much be the temperature that you wake up with. We'll stay around 50 all day long with a 30% chance of rain. 37 for a low tonight, tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, on Christmas Day and on Friday, we've got sunshine. 53 for the high temperature on Wednesday, and then Christmas Day and Friday, we're looking at mid-60s. So it should be pretty nice temperatures, and as far as the winds are concerned, they'll be, looks like, out of the south. So, all right stuff. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 10, 97% relative humidity. And again, watch out for some fog out there. We've got 58 degrees.
Once you're an adult, going home to mom and dad for the holidays can put a strain on the relationship. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com, a service of Strand Media. Many adult children just love to visit their parents for the holidays, but many adult children just hate it.
The reason is that the parents haven't changed their relationship from a parenting-based relationship to a friendship-based relationship.
Dr. Thomas Habib, author of the book If These Walls Could Talk, says many parents with adult children push their children away because they keep treating them like kids, offering advice and judgment when it isn't welcome.
When we parent, when we offer unsolicited suggestions, our children are taking it as lack of confidence in their judgment. What they need from us is the affirmation we give to friends, where we quietly stay supportive and ultimately respect that you have it under control and you can deal with it.
It may be hard to do, but Dr. Habib says it's never helpful to offer your adult children unsolicited advice and judgment. Never.
In fact, I tell some of my parents, make them ask two or three times before you give your opinion.
And Dr. Habib says if you want your adult children to feel comfortable coming over, make them feel comfortable when they leave.
Don't say to them when they've clearly indicated, you know, they want to leave, can't you stay for dinner? I mean, that just comes across as guilt. When we go, well, thanks for coming, love you, goodbye, then it's easy to drop by. It's easy to make the phone call. They don't feel trapped.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The second phase of the most expensive stadium redevelopment in the United States is underway.
There was cheering from those who felt the implosion on the west side of Kyle Field, a quarter mile away on top of the West Campus Garage. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp led the crowd in the countdown, thanked the 12th Man Foundation for adding another $35 million of amenities, raising the project price tag to $485 million.
The seatbacks ought to have higher quality, that we ought to have some restaurants on this side, that we ought to have better finishes.
Board of Regents Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan, Aggie class of 1970, was one of five men who pushed the plunger to set off 735 pounds of dynamite.
Now we look forward to a new day, a new beginning at our wonderful redeveloped Kyle Field. We anticipate eagerly this next chapter in our lives as Aggies.
It'll take 30 days to remove more than 80,000 tons of debris from the implosion. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council continues to be asked to enact more restrictive regulations on oil and gas drilling. Rich Woodward of College Station Citizens for Safe Fracking was at the council's last meeting calling for two changes to city staff's latest draft.
First, the city should require setbacks of at least 1,500 feet from residences, schools, hospitals, and churches. Second, on-site fence line monitoring of air quality and noise levels should be required to ensure the health and safety of nearby residents.
The council is supposed to take up the first changes in 20 years next month. At the same meeting, an energy company that purchased treated wastewater from College Station for its fracking operations was given the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District's Industrial Conservationist of the Year Award. General Manager Alan Day made the presentation to Apache Corporation.
They also went through a very arduous task of obtaining permit from TCEQ, setting up transfer pumps, laying transfer pipes, building storage tanks, when it would have been much easier to drill water wells.
City officials said at the time of the $5 million deal that it saves the equivalent of potable water used by at least 25,000 residential customers a day. Burglary victims having serial numbers of stolen items lead to a pair of arrests. Bryan police arrested one of two people suspected in 10 residential burglaries over the last 2 months. 20-year-old Nicholas Walker of Bryan is accused of taking a coin collection, 33 U.S. Mint sets, jewelry, DVDs, and a 42-inch flat screen 2 weeks ago. Investigators matched the serial number of the television to records from a local pawn store where Walker received $200. According to the arrest report, the same residence was burglarized last month. Another man is accused of pawning three rings. In both incidents, officers noted the suspects were meticulous to put things back where the way they were found, which made it difficult to know what was missing and where the burglars looked. A College Station man arrested last month on weapons charges is now accused of also stealing almost $16,000 of property from a College Station home. Investigators connected the serial number of a stolen PlayStation 4 sold to a local pawn store to 26-year-old Davor Dizdarovic. The list of stolen items includes two AK-47 assault rifles, a 9mm pistol, a 410 shotgun, and three flat-screen TVs. According to the arrest report, the AK-47 was recovered when it was sold to an undercover officer at Lick Creek Park last month. College Station police recently made an arrest from a fight that took place the night before Halloween during a concert at a Northgate bar. 21-year-old John Verkins of Conroe is accused of aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report, the victim was struck in the head with a beer bottle during the disturbance at Boulevard 217. Initial medical treatment included 8 sutures on his forehead. 17 days later, the victim returned to the hospital to take care of an unknown arterial bleed beneath the original wound. Authorities are still looking for the man who shot a Waco area television weatherman last week. Patrick Crawford of KCEN remained in fair condition following surgery last Wednesday. Falls County Crime Stoppers has offered a $10,000 reward to help find the shooter. As of Sunday, more than 130 tips have been given. The hotline number is on our website at WTAW.com. One of the findings of a study of holiday shopping done by the Mays Business School at Texas A&M shows so many online companies are offering free shipping that it's become an expectation of consumers. The director of the Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says retailers are also learning it's taking more than sale prices to get customers inside store doors.
I think it does, and that's where stores that can leverage events that make the shopping experience not just transactional but social can really elevate the excitement for what they offer their customers.
Hollinger also says stores have been holding sales throughout December to eliminate store overcrowding. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
End of the year time, Amish Furniture for Generations is selling their floor model furniture, which is a great opportunity. It's their biggest sale of the year, and it's just in time for you. And maybe the most exciting thing about it is that normally that's not the way things go at Amish Furniture for Generations, meaning that you generally don't walk out with your furniture that day simply because what you're doing is you're looking to get a piece of furniture that's pretty much just exactly the way that you want it, the kind of wood that you want, the kind of finish that you want, and sometimes some customization. But if you like the floor model and the way that it is, then take advantage of the savings and take it home with you. Also, though, for other gift giving that you might have for people on your list, they have accent items, things that you can always take home from Amish Furniture for Generations, small items that can be a nice embellishment to somebody's home or office, and it's handcrafted and homemade and has that Amish furniture feel. So a couple of different opportunities for you right now. And then, of course, finally, if you're looking for a customized piece of bench-built, handcrafted furniture that is just the way that you want it, then Amish Furniture for Generations can do that, whether it's for your home or your office or maybe for both at rooms of your house. Ken will be glad to walk you through the process and get you the piece of furniture that you're looking for. They're on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger in the Boonville Shopping Center. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
As our Christmas tradition continues, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the joys of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're invited to listen to these original, heartwarming stories about the most wonderful time of the year. Keep listening for the joys of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Only on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And have a Merry Christmas from Galleria Day Spa.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox product, keeping your family comfortable all year round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Considerable cloudiness this morning. There may be a little bit of patchy fog as the day goes on. We'll try to break into a little bit of sunshine. Highs today mild near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy skies developing tonight, 50. Cloudy and breezy, a chance for a couple of showers tomorrow near 55. Partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night near 35. Sunny and breezy, the story on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Just FYI, there's no more west side to Kyle Field. I know Patrick's been filling you in on that. I'll give you a little bit more as we go along, as well as both Aggie men and Aggie women were in action this past weekend, and the Cowboys are headed back to the playoffs for the first time since 2009. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, 6:40. I guess the story that pretty much took the air out of the room was the shooting of the two police officers in New York.
I woke up Sunday morning to that. I had no clue.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was out of pocket, kind of off the grid on Saturday, and so I did not know about that. And I'm guessing most everybody knows, but if not, a guy who obviously was not mentally stable shot his girlfriend in Baltimore, had made some postings out on the internet, and then actually walked up to people in New York and said, watch what I'm about to do, goes over and point blank shoots two New York police officers to death as they're sitting in their cars on a lunch break, runs into a subway station where he's chased by other police and then kills himself. And the White House says the president called the commissioner of the New York Police Department on Sunday to express his condolences over the killing of the police officers. I guess he couldn't get the phone numbers of the family. You know, it's hard in this day and time to be able to find individuals. You know, what the? Jeez.
If there's one thing I despise, it's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And whenever I've been hypocritical myself, and when it's pointed out, I really like to change that. So I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to assign blame. I would just like to suggest that this is an example. Because you mentioned this guy's very mentally unstable.
Mm-hmm.
This should call for calm. No one should be inciting anything at this point. Just whenever, yep, whenever these tough situations happen, there's no reason to ramp up the anger, ramp up the vitriol. Take it in stride. There's some very tough things going on, but violence and getting back, getting even is not the answer.
It's not. And actually, the other person that probably needs to be called out is the head of the New York Police Union. This guy's name is Patrick Lynch, and you know, his comments, he said that Bill de Blasio had blood on his hands. He's the mayor of New York. And yesterday, Rudy Giuliani was on Fox, and he said, you know, I think that goes too far to blame the mayor for the murder or to ask for the mayor's resignation. I feel badly for the mayor. He must be brokenhearted over the loss of two police officers. I can't believe this is what he wanted. I don't think he's a bad man in any way. Now, what he did do, though, was before he said that people should be able to go out and protest. And so that's why the police, I'm sure, feel like de Blasio had turned his back on him. And by the way, as I believe de Blasio went to visit the families, and the police officers turned their back on him
that's
as he walked
in.
Which, again, I see nothing wrong with showing disrespect for the mayor. The words probably were not the thing to do. Lindsey Graham talked about all the rhetoric regarding the nation's police, and he said in light of Saturday's killing of two New York cops, he said, I blame the shooter and nobody else. I think the mayor of New York has probably undercut his cops, and the attorney general is trying to walk a fine line. So he said, with those two things, the tone that they are setting around the rhetoric regarding the cops incites crazy people, but I blame the shooter. So we'll see what happens. It's so chilling. And, you know, the deal is we're part of middle America. We are. We're flyover America. We're not in the cities. The media doesn't stand around waiting for us to make news like they do in big cities. But, you know, where are the people who are going to protest for the police? And it might be nice to have a show of strength there. But, other people will respond in different ways, but sorry that the police, the union police chief had to say that. All right, let's see here. President signed a bill that limits the amount that airline passengers can be charged in fees to help fund the TSA to $11.20. That total is essentially a $5.60 aviation security fee, which is tacked on to the cost of your airplane ticket. And if it's a round trip, it goes both ways, okay? So I know that you feel better now that you're spending more money for your ticket. And by the way, today, ironically enough, is the day, it was on this date in 2001 that Richard Reed attempted to destroy a plane with stuff hidden in his shoe, okay? So we all got to take our shoes off because of Richard Reed, and again, the anniversary of that, and now we get to pay a little bit more to be able to help those buddies at the TSA. I'm not flying anytime soon, so I can say that. Let's see what else. Howard Dean weighed in Sunday on the 2016 presidential race. He was on ABC's This Week. He said, I think Jeb Bush does very interesting things. First of all, I think he'd be a formidable candidate if he wins the nomination. He said, second of all, I think he's got a really tough road to hoe in hopes to winning the nomination. And third, I think he does move some people out of the race. He said Marco Rubio cannot raise money anymore. He's done. Those are the words of Howard Dean. Speaking of he's done, story in the Hill today about Joe Biden, the likable vice president. He may not be able to run. Basically, everybody is chilled until the Hillster decides what she's going to do. And as likable as he is, you know, he ran in 1988, which in political years is forever ago. And he ran in 2008 again. And so why would the third time be the charm, especially if Hillary's the candidate? So we'll see what happens. Again, Joe can, I guess, go out on the tour. You know, you could just play a highlight tape of Joe and let him come up and walk for, you know, talk for 10 more minutes. That's worth $100,000 probably. Just, you know, gaffes of the past. How would that be for a tour? Your former vice president doing gaffes of the past. All your greatest hits from Joe Biden. Anyway, and I think that's about it because it's the holidays, of course, and everybody's kind of toning it down, I think. And so anyway, that should be it. It's about 6:46.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The nice thing about Texas winters is that they don't last very long. About the time the leaves fall, the spring seed catalogs start arriving. Now, although there's potential for plenty of cold weather in the next couple of months, it's already time that we turned our thoughts toward getting everything ready for the spring. Midwinter tasks, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Pruning is probably your first midwinter gardening task. Shade tree pruning is most commonly done during the winter dormant season when there's less flow of sap from the cut wounds. Borers and other insects are least likely to invade the exposed tissues. Now, a couple of precautions to you. Don't leave stubs when you remove limbs, and don't ever top any tree, including crepe myrtles, at any time. Fruit trees are pruned during the winter. Peach and plum trees are pruned into bowl shapes with all the strongly vertical growth removed. Apples and pears are pruned less, primarily only to remove damaged wood. You do want to remove strongly vertical water sprouts in apples. Disinfect your pruning tools of apples and pears in a 10% solution, 90% water, 10% chlorine bleach between each cut you make. That will eliminate transfer of fire blight should it be present. Pruning is done in the wintertime. You don't do much pruning of pear trees. You do almost none to figs unless you've had severe winter damage. Pomegranates, pecans, only as needed. Bush roses are pruned in February. Generally, they're trimmed back by half, but you'll usually want to end up with plants in the 22 to 28 inch range if you're dealing with hybrid teas. And really, the 50% rule applies to almost all of them, knockouts included. Do the best you can. Sometimes it's kind of difficult to prune roses. Remember that each cut should be made directly above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant to encourage outward growth. Evergreen shrubs are pruned during the winter, but again, do it with lopping shears and hand shears so that you don't give them a tailored, sculpted look.
If you have things like boxwood or ligustrums or other broadleafed evergreens that have gotten a little bit too tall, you can selectively remove some of their branches and reduce their height up to one-third. This is the time to do that as well. Summer flowering shrubs such as crepe myrtles and altheas, that's roses of Sharon, are pruned during the winter. That comes with the warning, again, as we mentioned earlier, don't ever top crepe myrtles. There's no defense to it. We'll talk about it later this week. Generally, we'd be best advised to do as little pruning as possible. Just remove damaged branches or also to remove any kind of branch that might threaten good vision at an intersection or might be rubbing up against another one. I'm Neil Sperry. The best of the cool season color plants will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Folks at Suddenlink want to remind you, if you are a Suddenlink customer, they've got something that they want you to know that suddenly has all the major primetime network shows already recorded. They're saved. They're available for you. You can watch them on video on demand. You go to Channel 1, select the primetime folder that you want, and find a lot of your favorite shows. And they're available 24 hours a day. It's absolutely free. Just go to Channel 1 and make your selection right there. Also, what you need to know is that Suddenlink has got you covered when it comes to the fastest speeds in the area. And we're talking speeds up to 100 megs that are available in Bryan. And Suddenlink's new minimum speed is 50 meg. That's 16 times faster than DSL. So if you're not a Suddenlink customer, you're messing around with the phone company or DSL, then just make the switch right now and get speeds like you've never had before. And here's some offers that Suddenlink has for you right now. You can get fast internet for just $25 a month. They have SL 200 HD TVs for as low as $37 a month, and home phone for as low as $15 a month. Call and get the details from your friends at Suddenlink and let them show you how they can get you set up as you're heading into the new year. Actually, if you're a sports fan, before the football games get here, and watch so many of them in HD. And Suddenlink, of course, has a 30-day money-back we promise guarantee. So tis the season for you to switch and save. Stop by Suddenlink. They're located at 4114 East 29th Street, or go to Suddenlink.com and get these deals for the end of the year.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. As I'm sure you know by now, if you've driven down Welborn Road, we're 1 week ahead of schedule. The second half, the Kyle Field redevelopment formally began Sunday morning with the implosion of the west side of the stadium, so it's no more. Several officials participated in pushing the plunger from West Campus Garage, setting off two rounds of charges. Now, the first was designed actually to scare off the remaining bats and birds. The second pushed out the elevator shaft towards Welborn Road and then collapsed the remaining decks. Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp announced the 12th Man Foundation had secured an additional $35 million for the redevelopment, bringing the project total to $485 million. Kansas State used a strong inside game in the first half to defeat the Texas A&M men 71-64 in the Wildcat Classic at the Sprint Center on Saturday night up in Kansas City. The Wildcats were led by Nino Williams with 17 points. Thomas Gibson added 14, and Marcus Foster and Wesley Owundu had 10 each. Texas A&M was led by Courtney Robertson and Daniel House with 13 points each. Jordan Green added 11, and Alex Crusoe had 10 as the guys fall to 7-3. Empress Davenport's layup with 4.2 seconds remaining helped number 3 Texas win 67-65 over number 4 Texas A&M women on Sunday at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock, Arkansas. The win is only the fourth for the Lady Longhorns over the Aggies since 2007, and the 10 straight wins to open the season for the Horns are the best for Texas since opening 11-0 in 08. Asheria Day, who led A&M with 11 rebounds, tied the game at 65-all with 31 seconds remaining. After Texas retained possession after a jump ball forced by Jordan Jones with 11 seconds left, Davenport then drove into the heart of the Aggies' defense with the game-winning layup. Jones had a career-high 21 points for A&M, while Courtney Williams added 19. The Dallas Cowboys are headed to the playoffs for the first time since 2009.
The ball game is over, and Jason Garrett just got a bath.
Mincy and Romo dump it on the head coach, and now there's hugs all around.
And today, the Dallas Cowboys gave themselves and all of their fans the happiest Christmas in half a decade. They didn't just win. They played as well as a football team, I think, could possibly play.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, actually. Tony Romo threw for the Cowboys 5 touchdown passes. He threw for 4 of them in a 42-7 win against Indianapolis. Romo was almost perfect on the day, completing 18 of his 20 passes for 218 yards and no picks before sitting out the fourth quarter. He broke Troy Aikman's team record for passing yards as the Cowboys clinched the NFC East while ending Philadelphia's playoff hopes. DeMarco Murray played just 6 days after undergoing surgery on his broken left hand. That's pretty impressive. Murray had a 1-yard scoring run to make it 28-0 midway through the second quarter, but he had just 58 yards on 22 carries. The Cowboys improved to 11-4 on the season and stayed in contention for home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. Running back Arian Foster threw a touchdown pass. Randy Bullock made a franchise record 6 field goals, and Houston's defense dominated to give the Texans a 25-13 win over the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday and keep their slim playoff hopes alive.
Fedorowicz in motion to the right. Keenum with the toss to Arian, running to the right side. Arian throws it to the end zone. Caught! Razzle dazzle! Touchdown, Texans! Fedorowicz with the TD reception.
A little bit of Arian Foster's touchdown throw right there. That's always fun to listen to. Baltimore now needs some help next week to get into the postseason at 9-6 after Joe Flacco threw a season-high 3 interceptions and the offense struggled all day. Meanwhile, Houston, which improves to 8-7, remains in the hunt with the victory but needs several teams to lose next week. With 3 quarterbacks hurt, the Texans actually started Case Keenum, who got his first win in 9 NFL starts. The dude was in a tree stand last weekend instead of playing on the football field. Tyler Seguin had 2 goals and an assist and scored in the shootout to help the Dallas Stars beat the Edmonton Oilers 6-5 last night for their 4th consecutive win. John Horkoff had the winning score in the 8th round of the tiebreaker. Taylor Hall and Mark Acrobello each had 2 goals for the Oilers. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Okay, this is the same Indianapolis team that did anything they wanted against the Texans last week. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess you could arguably say they did anything they wanted. But yeah, Indianapolis has already clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And Dallas had to have a win yesterday to clinch one. And yeah, it was all Dallas from the get-go. Andrew Luck didn't even play.
Oh, is that right? Because I turned it on, it was 42-0. I'm going, what's going on here?
No, yeah, I don't even think Andrew Luck played in the second half.
Okay, and then so. Keenum was at a deer stand last week. Is that right?
Yeah. Because he was on the practice squad for the St. Louis Rams. And he was actually hunting instead of playing last week. And they got a call from the Houston Texans and they made the start and got a win.
Well,
so it's pretty crazy.
Well, I saw his first drive. And of course, you know, they're as they mentioned, they've always got their first 15 planned, but. Keenum brings excitement. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
Plus, he seems to be a pretty good guy. All right. Thanks a lot, Zach. A couple of minutes still.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsmen, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location or visit them online at cptractor.com.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Okay, so it's not our idea of Christmas. Well, it is. It's a Texas idea of Christmas weather. But anyway, maybe not the rest of the country. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today about 70 with a little bit of drizzle or fog out there. You may be running through that this morning. 50 for a low temperature tonight. And then when you wake up in the morning, that's probably as warm as it's going to be all day. 50 will be our high with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 37. Then Wednesday, we get to see sunshine. And on Christmas Day, it looks like sunny and 65. Same thing on Friday. 58 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.